now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones. Tim, you can go and brush your shoulder off. I got you. Yeah, if you're feeling like a pimp, go and brush your shoulders off. Ladies and pimps too, go and brush your shoulders off. Crazy baby, don't forget that boy told you kid. Turn up your shoulders. I'm probably on with the y'all. Probably be locked by the force. Trying to hustle some things that go with the posh. Feeling no remorse. Feeling like my hand was forced. Middle finger to the
What's up, everybody? It's your host, Grand Champion of WU, Money Sue Herringbone here. Little new feel to tonight's show, a little bit earlier of a start, 9 o'clock Eastern time, 6 o'clock to all my family and friends in my original hometown, Las Vegas, Nevada. Shout out to you guys. Hey, if you can get here, I know Wednesdays are a little tough for somebody, sure, a lot of my people out there. If you can get here, great. Call in, get to the chat room. If you can't, I appreciate all the people that listen on the replay. A lot of listeners on the replay. I've been checking the stats, and I appreciate everybody listening. Bear with me a little bit tonight by myself and just getting over a little bad 5 or 6 day allergy attack. Weather changing in my hometown, and it went from hot 100 degree days to low 70s, high 60s, and everybody's allergies are crazy here. So, excuse me, bear with me with all that, please. So, a couple things tonight. Talk about a lot of stuff, actually. First things first, if you can get here, please feel free to call in. I promise you, I will never mute you. That's not my thing. Say whatever you want. If you got a beef with somebody, come in, clear the air with it. If you want to start a beef with somebody, come on, call them out. Hey, if you want to if you want to bury the hatchet with somebody, that's all good too. Like I said, I will not mute you. Actually, 2 weeks ago, last time I was on the air, buried the hatchet a couple hours before my show with an old friend of me of mine, the Prince of Wales, and I gave a report that I talked to the Prince, and sometime down the road, the Death of Glory Wrestling will be reopening. So looking forward to that and hoping I can get back in that company. A lot of history there. Great, 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 great company. And Prince and I have been through some good times and some bad times together, but always respect what he did with that company. So what I get to now is, last week I want to apologize. Was very under the weather last week and could not make it on my original time of Wednesday, and had I think the Thursday slot was open last week, but just couldn't get here, so I apologize for that. So, and as I'm sure some of you guys have noticed by now, I'm solo on the air tonight, and from now on I probably will be, maybe a special guest co-host here and there, but Susie and I have parted ways on our partnership on this show. Susie's a great friend and has allowed me to continue to keep my show, and I appreciate her for that. And she is the owner of the Back to Basics Network and does an awesome job with this. As far as I'm already getting inboxed. I've been on the air for about 2 minutes, and no, we did not have a fight, we did not have a falling out. Susie has ways she does things, and Money Sue has ways that I do things. You know, she's a little bit more into some storylines than I am. And, no offense to the people that do that. I just don't like it. And she's involved in some storylines that really I don't want anything to do with. So, she is doing her thing and I'm doing my thing. Great friend, though. Awesome radio host and awesome radio owner. So best of luck to all her and all her future endeavors. So there you have it. With Money Talks, hosted by Money Sue, co-hosted by nobody, but we will have some special guests here and there. So I also do, last time I was on the air, at the end of the show, had a special challenge, best of seven. My man Todd the Ace Wright, Money Sue Herringbone, went one-on-one on the best of seven for 1 million coins. Now, Todd won the first match, and Maisie routed off three victories in a row, and Todd was crying like a little schoolgirl ready to quit. But miraculously, I won't say miraculously because Todd's a hell of a wrestler, one of the best in the game, in my opinion, made a comeback, beat me four matches to three. So, Todd Wright, I owe you a million coins. I will get them to you as soon as possible. So make sure when I get a slot, I got your invitation, and I will get those coins to you. So, Todd, great match and great matches. And I look forward to our rematch. I'm sure we'll have many other battles down the line. Now, for all my listeners out there, I know a lot of the guys that catch the replay have inboxed me, and they have asked me for a little more of my updates on WWE. And Strangleheart just entered the chat, so welcome, Strangleheart. Call in if you got something to say, bud. Let us know what's up with you. Feel free to say whatever you want, any topics you'd like, and thanks for stopping in. Money Sue and Jamie G, Tag Mania. Sorry, Strangle, I'm not quite sure what Tag Mania is, but I really don't know who Jamie G is either, so I don't got you there, but feel free to explain more in the chat, and I'd be glad, or call in and give a little shout-out to what Tag Mania is, and I'll be glad to hear it, but like I said, I'm not quite sure. I've never participated in Tag Mania, and I do not know who Jamie G is. I know a Jamie B, who's a dancer at a strip club I go to, but I do not know a Jamie G. So, anyways, back to what I was saying. Inboxed for some listeners that catch my replay, asking me to do a little bit more of my WWE talks. Well, you know, first of all, this show is only 1 hour right now. Probably at the end of the summer, definitely by October, I'll go to 2 hours for the winter months. Got a little bit more flexibility on my hands most Wednesday nights. And there's a little stretch there between December and February where we might go back to an hour. But I'll keep everybody posted on that. Right now we will stay for an hour. But I really don't like to talk much about the WWE because a couple reasons. One, this is kind of the slow season in WWE, and I don't catch it as much. My three-year-old, well, now four-year-old, he turned four the other day. He's a huge WWE fan, loves Roman Reigns, loves Kalisto, loves The Miz, actually. Those are his three favorite wrestlers, Kalisto, The Miz, and Roman Reigns. So you know, I do watch it with him when he stays up for about an hour and a half, 2 hours of Raw. One time I think he caught the whole 3 hours, and the last two WrestleManias he watched, he made it to just about the end before he crashed. But he's a huge WWE fan. But I don't really watch it this time of year because it gets a little bit slow. I'll catch SummerSlam. But and I'm not really much into the SmackDown right now, although I think Raw always has the huge, the better storylines, and I think SmackDown actually has a little bit more of the better of the Strangler says, I don't need to know Jamie G. It's that bad. sorry, Strangler. Like I said, I don't know what you're, where you're getting at with that, but feel free to call in and guest 1292, guest 1297, let us know who you are. But anyways, back. Sorry for getting sidetracked. It happens to me every once in a while. But anyways, back to WWE. I think the better matches are going on in SmackDown right now. Storylines on Raw, obviously. Kind of digging the Joe, Samoa Joe, Brock Lesnar storyline. They can get away with making Brock look a little bit vulnerable to someone other than Goldberg or really Roman Reigns right now because, you know, obviously Goldberg has had a couple wins over him, and a couple WrestleMania goes when Seth Rollins cashed in his Money in the Bank. Reigns and Lesnar had a good battle, and basically the first half of the match, Brock beat the hell out of Roman Reigns, and then Roman Reigns came back and had Lesnar out cold when Seth Rollins came out and cashed in. But other than those two right now, that's really the only place they can really go with Brock Lesnar, because he's basically beat the hell out of everybody, including John Cena. So, guys, give me 1 second, real quick. Okay, sorry about that. I'm trying to get some breaking news for Money Talks here, but we'll see where this takes it. But anyways, like I said, Brock Lesnar's basically went through the whole roster. So he can look vulnerable with Samoa Joe, and the two's never crossed paths. And he's a submission artist. And pretty interesting. I don't know where they're going to take this because – can't see them giving the top strap to Samoa Joe. However, I don't know. Being already almost July, Brock, I'm sure, will win the match because he will probably be on the air once or twice before SummerSlam, and maybe he'll drop the title at SummerSlam. I don't know. I don't know. That's why it's kind of intriguing at the slow time, because you don't know what's going to happen with him being a part-time guy. They don't want the part-time champion. He hasn't defended the belt in a while. I've heard a lot of people with inside knowledge have told me that they're saving Lesnar Reigns for next WrestleMania, plugging the line of both beating the Undertaker. So kind of for like the territory, which I see probably Roman Reigns winning, because, I think Brock's contract is probably 2/3 of the way up after this next WrestleMania, and they'll probably just use him as some part-time gigs. I'm sure, I don't know if he'll win the match clean or not against Brock when they go at WrestleMania, but I really can't see them going with Lesnar and Samoa Joe with Lesnar and Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. So, I'm thinking possibly, I don't even know what to think. I'd like to see some type of Shield reunion to get the slow time going on here. Probably Roman Reigns will lose to Braun Strowman. And maybe they'll go with Braun Strowman and Lesnar for a while at SummerSlam. Or maybe Braun Strowman wins and gets involved in this match with Lesnar and Joe, and they maybe go a little three-way there with M3 to pass the SummerSlam time. But then again, I don't know. I can't see Brock dropping the belt to anybody but Roman Reigns, but WrestleMania is a far way away. So, and then big idiot of the week to LeVar Bell, coming out there and his youngest son, who is, I believe, still going to be a senior in high school, if not only a junior in high school, dropping a racial slur on Raw. Huge kudos to The Miz and for just working through it. The Miz can pretty much handle any situation there. So, The Miz, big shout out to him for having to deal with that goofball. I have no problem with what LeVar Bell does, promoting his sons, and they're all great basketball players, and his brand. But he's invited guest on Raw, went off script. I think there's only one guy that can do that, and that's The Rock. So he is nowhere near that level. So big kudos to The Miz there. Anxious to see what's up with The Miz and Maurice storyline. Maurice might be leaving the TV. Maybe they're expecting a child or something like that. But, and then the last thing I'll talk about on the professional wrestling end for this week will be what talent on the SmackDown Women's lately. A huge ladder match last night after a huge ladder match at the pay-per-view a couple weeks ago, about a week or so ago. So Carmella won that match at the pay-per-view, and she won again last night on SmackDown Live. So, you know, that's my little WWE report. Any questions? Anything you want me to touch on next week? Like some of the guys that catch the replay do, hit me up in my inbox. I'll be glad to talk about that. Like I said, I'd love to see some type of Shield reunion, but you know, this is actually a surprising, intriguing time because this is one of the times where this slow season WWE, you really don't know what you're going to, what's going to really happen. And usually you're able to predict that, but, and I did forget on the SmackDown part that, Jinder Mahal, Randy Orton, the Punjabi prison match coming up here in a couple weeks at the SmackDown pay-per-view. So that'd be pretty cool. Randy, can put on a show with anyone in any type of match. So looking forward to that as well. So there you go. Over to the WU stuff, now, want to give a huge shout out to Wrestling Mama. I know she's out in the chat, and I wanted to get her on here, but we all know I'm kind of new to the whole switchboard and creating the show and everything like that. So I'll have to get with Susie in a week or two and figure out how to do this. But Wrestling Mama was going to come on and give a little update on her event she has going on in WU Survivor. But I couldn't figure out how to get her on here because all she could do was Skype on so far. So I'll get her on hopefully in a week or two. But I am in the event. Awesome, awesome event. The way she did it was she had two teams basically based on the show Survivor on the TV. There's a red team, there's a blue team that you can do some immunity challenges. I haven't really participated in the immunity challenge because you know, I missed a couple of the messages on how to do them, so I've basically just been focusing on winning my matches. So I'm having some problems out in the chat, so I think she's still out there. Wrestling Mama, if you can hear me on here, and let me know in the chat that you can hear me. But anyways, like I'm saying, it's a great event. Two teams, red and the blue team. She's done a series of matches each week, different stipulations. There's like 300% health. There is, she has other listening good. 300% health. There is quick matches like 50% health. Some you can only use like attack moves and, stuff like that. So, you know, big shout out to her. You know, sometimes I, get on her a little bit because of her brother, because her brother's a candy ass. That's neither here nor there. But at a character or a radio character or whatever, she does an awesome job with this event. I think the team that loses each week has to vote one person off. And then I think now we're at the point where the teams have got reshuffled. I want to say there's maybe five or six left on each team. I know I'm out there with Luigi Mario now, Simply the Best, and a couple others. So I really, really like that event. I'm not quite sure what the grand prizes are or anything like that. But, you know, the first week, I think there's been three or four tribal councils by now. But the first week, for some reason, I think there were six matches she set out. I went freaking 5-1 or 4-2, and I received two votes to get kicked off by my team. They're no longer my team now because everything's got reshuffled, but I did not get voted off. Somebody, fortunately, received three votes, but I had to get into our team hut and say, what the hell's going on, guys? You know, don't make us a popularity contest like a lot of things in WU. I was 5-1. I had two wins, I think, that week over Simply the Best, who's one of the best in the game and has to be one of the favorites in this Survivor. Survivor game, and I told him, I said, don't make this a popularity contest or we're going to lose real quick. I'm not saying I'm the best in the Survivor. I'm not saying I'm going to win, but I had some wins over some of the top guys in there. So I told him, don't make this a popularity contest. So fortunately, I have not had another vote against me. The next week, I think the next week or two, we lost. And then this past week, my team won, and now the teams are reshuffled. So, anyways, hopefully I can get Wrestling Mama on here next week or the week after to give a detailed update that she'll have. I don't have a detailed update. I just have a just have from what I've been seeing on there. So the winner will get 300 wet bucks and 5 million coins. So that's pretty awesome. Hey, Cujo Wolf is now in the chat. So Cujo, feel free to call in, my man. Appreciate you coming into my show. I do get to catch yours when I'm free, and you guys do a hell of a job over there too. So so far I've given my WWE report. I have my Survivor report and my WWE report. So next thing, I guess we'll go on to some RAWF, my favorite company in the game. A little slow time for me in RAWF. I do a little bit of I've been doing a little bit of traveling for some outside endeavors that I do and participate in. So I have not been real involved since the Hall of Fame weekend anniversary in WU. But Philadelphia Freedom coming up. And, I'll be defending my Triple Crown title. I am the current Triple Crown champion. I don't want to say I'm not really pumped up about Philadelphia Freedom, because that would not be fair to say that, because Lord Amadeus and his staff do a great job on all the pay-per-views, and an RAWF pay-per-view is great, but I'm just not really fired up about this pay-per-view, Philadelphia Freedom, this week for some reason, even though it falls on my birthday. But I will be defending my title, Triple Crown title. I do not expect to lose. To be honest with you guys, I probably will hold the Triple Crown title forever, because you have to lose two matches at a pay-per-view, and I don't really see that me ever losing two matches in RAW pay-per-view. And I'm not being cocky and I'm not being arrogant, but I have really no clue who my two opponents are. I think one of them may be whatever clown Bubs is married to now. Who knows? She's had seven different boyfriends and seven different husbands, but John or something. But he has no prayer to beat me in this match, and whoever else I'm fighting. But, I will be defending my Triple Crown title. But, it's just like my slow time now. I love RAWF, but just really not too pumped up about this card. And obviously the paper champion of that company is staring. Away from me. The paper champion Morgan Nightwalker is nowhere near come near me, because I will cycle in that company when I win that world title, and he knows I will beat him in that. Hey, Wrestling Mama, good luck to you in defending that title, that Subar City Championship. I'm usually always ranked in the top 25. Maybe you'll give me a crack at that title sometime, that FUBAR City Street fight. I think you and I would put on a good fight. You're definitely tougher than your brother, so I would look forward to fighting you. So good luck to you, the FUBAR champ at Philadelphia Freedom. And like I said, I'm really not even quite sure who all is on the card, but I'll give you guys an update on that on next week. But definitely Wrestling Mama is the FUBAR City champion. Money Sue is the Triple Crown champion. And Mordred Nightwalker is a paper champion. So that's my report on the RAWF there. So another thing, I just saw out there on the chat today hold on, guys. I got a caller. So before I get back to that, we'll see who this caller is, and then we'll go. Give me a second. Okay, I was just in this call room here. I'll be bringing on my first guest here real soon. As I was saying, we may get back to this topic in a few minutes, or if not, I'll get back to it next week, because, like I said, I don't really mute any of my guests, and I have a feeling that my guest is going to have a lot to say here tonight. So the thing I saw out in the chat a couple minutes ago was basically the USL, what people thought, if the USL was still important. Yeah, sorry, Cujo, I gave some dead air, but by myself, I'm still figuring this all out. So sorry about that, Cujo, my man. I did ask my man Hot Rock to come on and co-host with me, but he could not, he didn't respond in time. He might be on a different time zone than me. But Cujo, feel free to call in any time. But anyways, before I get to my caller, I just wanted to throw this out here real quick. Talking about USL, if the titles still mean anything or not. I don't really have an opinion on that. I was very active in USL earlier on in my career, and it was huge and it was hard to remain in Group 1 or even get to Group 1 or even have a winning record in Group 1. Even Group 2 was rough. But I really don't have an opinion on where it is now. I have got back into USL recently in a Group 1 stable. We've only been in it for about 4 weeks. We started out in Group 5 or Group 4 and made it to Group 1, and we've stayed there. We're called Fracture of the Veil. It's a pretty cool group. Then there was some old for-timers that I used to wrestle with, the Wild Child Reba May back in DOG, RAWF wrestler, I think Michael Brewer, he's in there, and some other cool guys too. But this is Money Talks, and this is, like I said, anybody that knows me knows I have my friends, I have my enemies, and I have my frenemy. So I'm going to bring on a caller right now who, sometimes you think him and I are out at the beach drinking some whiskey and looking for some chicks together and shooting the breeze, and sometimes you think him and I need to be restrained by hundreds and fifty of security guards. So just type of relationship we have, at any point in time, we could just start destroying each other. At any point in time, we could be getting along like good friends, but he is currently the RAWF heavyweight champion of the world. He is currently still in the Survivor game that we just talked about right now. And I currently just said that his sister is tougher than him. So welcome to the show, Mordred Nightwalker.
What the fuck is up?
Well, you know, Mordred, it's sometimes it's good to hear you, sometimes it's bad to see you, you know. But like I said, you're always welcome on the show, whether I want to destroy you or whether you want to put your foot down my derriere, which I'm sure sometimes you do. But I'll take it as a rhetorical
question. Only on days that end in Y. What was that? You broke up a little bit there.
You there? Sorry about
I'm
that.
Here.
What's up, buddy? What do you got to say?
Well,
tonight?
I heard some of the stuff you was talking.
Well, Morgan, you know, I got to be honest with you because, you know, I don't think you'd have it any other way, and obviously I won't have it any other way. Yeah, I'm just not too happy with you lately.
Well, we don't get paid money. We don't cash checks to make people happy.
Exactly, but, you know, I'm not one of the guys. I'm one of the guys you want to be happy because – you know, there's not many people around here in the RAWF and WU that can stand up to you and take your best shot, and I'm one of them. So I'm going to call it out on the air with you right now. Here's my deal with you right now. You and I, you know, some people know about this, some people don't know about this. You have your little, you have what you like in the game, you like to do, and I have what I like to do. You don't like to change, I don't like to change. But I think right now, I think you took advantage of some weak champions, top belt right now. Now, I know you're mad at me for some reasons, for some stuff, because, you know, but, you know, I don't really want you. You know, I can't control what you're mad about, but I don't think you should be mad at me. I just kick some ass if some people get in my way sometimes because I got to do what I got to do. I don't have a big family like you do. I don't have many friends like you do. That's my choice, so. You know, I got to fight for everything that I get. So, I mean, if you're mad at me about that, I hope you'll get over about that. And I'm not really mad at you. You did what you have to do. I just think you have taken advantage of some weak champions to get where you are right now.
Some weak champions?
Some weak champions.
I've seen
to recall, I called out the winner of the world title match, and it was accepted tentatively by one of them. The other one did not. So it's kind of fortunate for me that the one that accepted won. And
you're right.
A hell of a match,
you know, here's my. I really wouldn't call it a hell of a match. I mean, you kind of just whooped on him because, you know, in my opinion, he was a paper
champion. I pulled away in the end.
And you know, my,
but up until that point, we were neck and neck.
And it's the RAWF, so I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way, but you know, I think he caught Michaela Doom on a gift. I think she, I don't know if you're an old WWE fan, but you ever see the Matt or old WCW fan, you know, that match kind of reminds me of when Jeff Jarrett just laid in the ring and Hulk Hogan pinned him. She didn't seem like she was very much up for a fight that night. So,
Oh no! I will clear the air on that one, because as you know, that is another one of my extended family, one of the misfits. She was more than ready for a fight. He just did his homework. So I will give him that respect that he did his homework. Oh, I'm sure, because before the match even started, he walked out in her same outfit and caught her with a little tricky defense before she even said boo.
Okay, because
trust me, I was watching that match very closely.
Okay, because you know, I gotta tell you this, Morgan. You know, if it was any other company besides RAWF, I would say she laid down. But just because it's RAWF, I know she wouldn't do that. But she just didn't look like it was the same Michaela Doom that was defending 6 titles a month ago. So, maybe she was sick. Maybe she did her homework. But, I think you got a gift there. I think when you called him out, and I mean, it's nothing against you. You know, you do your homework. You're a smart wrestler. I think it was like this is what I'm going to describe your recent title victory as. That it would be like a single A baseball team full of guys just trying to make it, saying they were getting drafted to pro baseball, making $30,000 a season, living in small apartments for free, playing against the New York Yankees. You being the New York Yankees and the Wild Eye Yeti being the single A baseball team. And like I said, that's nothing against you, but I'm not impressed with the title run, my man.
Well, like I said, I had, and I actually stated and kind of laid the groundwork for this back after our last match. Because the same night of our match, if you recall, I had a chance to become the 4-time world champion. I didn't get it done. And I said that night that sooner rather than later, I would be putting my name back in the discussion of the world title. And just wait and see what it meant. I knew what I was planning long before I made the announcement. So you can't really say with so much gift because I didn't know Yeti was going to be the guy yet. And my plan was already in place, no matter who it was.
And please, I don't want anybody out here in the chat room twisting mine or Morgan's words around. In no way do I think Michaela Doom took a fall. I would compare that to an analogy because I can tell you that I probably had about 3 or 4 matches in the last 3 months with a woman. And if anyone thinks she's just some average diva in the game, they're wrong because she hits like a semi-truck. And yes, I have been hit by a semi-truck before, so I know what it feels like before I'm out there saying it. She just didn't seem to me as, and if Yeti did his homework, that's one thing, but then he just did not impress me in the match with Mordred Nightwalker.
That's because I did my homework.
Like I said, you could have just showed up, Mordred, and I think, and yes, anyone out there, I have nothing personal against the Wild Eye Yeti. This is Money Talks. I tell what I feel, and if you don't agree with my opinion, I'm sorry. I still have love for you. You're still welcome on my show, anybody. But someone said, "Is Money Sue calling?" Yeti Week. Yes, I was calling Yeti Week. If Mordred Nightwalker fought the Yeti 100 times, he would probably win 97 or 98 of them. If Money Sue fought the Wild Eye Yeti 100 times, I would win 97 or 98 of them. That's just a proven fact. And no, this is not Money Sue sucking up to Mordred Nightwalker. This is not Money Sue calling Mordred Nightwalker out for anything, because Money Sue is unavailable to put any really focus on beating somebody like Morgan right now for the next probably 6 weeks or so. So anybody out there, chat me now, message me now.
We're locked. we're locked in for
what,
the pay-per-view. We're locked in for the pay-per-view. There ain't no one getting a title shot for any title between now and then.
That's right. That's right. Morgan, while I got you on here, and like I said, you know, this is Mike Talks. This is real. You know, Morgan and I will be a bitter rivals sometimes, and we'll get along sometimes, and that's just the way it goes, and we both have that kind of respect for each other. But, Morgan, if you don't mind, could you spend another maybe, and I'm sure you'll know more than I do, can you give my listeners out there, because like I said, I have probably close to 75, 80, sometimes over the 100 people that catch the show on replay because of the time on Wednesday night and because of the East Coast difference. Could you please just give a brief 1 or 2 minutes on what you know of who will be fighting at RAWF this pay-per-view this weekend?
Oh, definitely. I'd have to double check yours again. And I had heard your match was still waiting. One of your matches was waiting, so there wasn't a definitive person yet.
I heard that right, and I'm going to leave you at the talk because I'm going to go screen a call real quick. So if you can go ahead and talk about the pay-per-view for a minute, I'd appreciate that.
Oh, not a problem at all. Of course, as he mentioned earlier, being the World Heavyweight Champion, I will be in the main event. I will actually be defending the title against the Drunk Dragon Clown. For those of you who have seen this lately, and have, you know, seen what's going on in the company, there's been a little bit of some ass beatings dealt out between his group and his new name and his new attitude and new whatever else he thinks he bought new that's going to help him. Against, of course, myself and the Misfits. So, which is part of the reason I went and took that title. Just to let him know that the road came through me. Now, also, Women's Championship. Vuvuzela will be defending against Cassie Joe, who won the Bitch of the Month tournament. Paragon of Greatness will be challenging the Immortal Griffith for the men's belt. He won the Arsehole of the Month. My sister, of course, Wrestling Mama, the new FUBAR City champion as of a couple weeks ago, she will be defending against the RAWF Hall of Famer Raven the Enchanted. No word on the tag titles yet, so probably not going to be a tag title defense for myself and Griffith. Mama, you're helping run the GM stuff on the White Lightning. What's it looking like for a challenger for the White Lightning? Mama? Hello?
I don't know if she's, you know, the last I heard from Wrestling Mama is she told us that Davila is one of the weakest in RAWF, and I do agree with that because Davila has been one of the weakest in Death or Glory Wrestling, too. So
I fully agree that she's in a match with Mama right now, and she decided to, a couple weeks ago, insult my family. Now, you know how well that goes.
I don't really.
You and I have been down this road
really
many a time.
That. I mean, it's kind of cool when I do it. I like it, but I kind of get upset when some people else do it. I guess that's just the relationship we got, Mordred.
So, you know, my daughter went out because she had challenged the estrogen champion. And she went out to see if the champ would answer. And Davila took it upon herself saying, well, you're getting involved in my business. And the only reason Davila had any business was because she was the one that was chosen to get to be in the ring at that moment. That's the closest thing she has to business is when her name gets put on the bottom of a run sheet.
Yeah, well, Davila, you know, and then yeah, I really hate agreeing with Morgan Davila, and I really hate taking sides with the Mike Walker family, but Davila, I mean, come on. Unless you're running around with a group of the Renegades, you're really not tough, so you don't need to bring that tough.
I don't give a shit if she's running with the Renegades. With the Renegades, the Dark Dragon Clown crew, she can resurrect Scum, she can resurrect Damnation, run with all of them. You know better
Morgan,
than anybody.
Before you finish the RAWF card for this weekend, I was off the air for a couple seconds. Title I always like to be always interested in because I was the first ever. Who ended up what two are fighting for the vacant national championship?
The national championship, Paragon did win the contenders match, which gave him the right to choose his opponent, and he chose Alec Remington, who called him out for a rematch. Because they came down to pretty much to the wire to see who the contender was.
Yeah, that'll be a good match. So, shout out to Paragon for taking a challenge like Alec Remington. He probably could have took an easy way out, but he didn't. I mean, there's a few guys in RAWF. I won't mention any names, Killer Neptune, that always look for easy way out to get titles. But two guys on the air right now, Paragon of Greatness, aren't one of them. We go ahead.
I didn't actually announce his title match. He will be fighting for the Platinum Dragon title against Griffith.
Yeah, I think that'll be an easy win for Griffith, just my opinion. But I'm sure we'll have an update on that next week. So, any special matches?
Apparently,
there is a White Lightning
match. Good. Apparently, there is one, but she said that Griff's announcing it Saturday as to who won the competition. So, I don't even know who won it. So, I'll find out Saturday who I'm fighting Sunday.
So, there you have it, guys. There is the card for Philadelphia Freedom. Thanks for Morgan for doing that to you. Morgan, like I said, I have not been on much, doing some traveling. Is anything new with the big battle between the Dark Dragon Crown's crew and the Misfits? What can you give us an update on that? Anything new with that? Is that slowed down? Is it heating up again or what?
It's kind of back and forth. It's, you know, like anything, it ebbs and flows, any storyline. But that was a part of the reason, and I think you might have missed it, I said that part of the reason I went after Yeti so hard is the Dark Dragon Clown's number one contender for the world title. So that means that he has to come through me.
So the main event
is either
going to
be him or Aggie.
So the main event this Sunday is you versus...
the Dark Dragon Clown. Misfits versus Collective.
Ooh. Okay, so that just made things a little bit more interesting for me. I will be somewhere watching that after I defend my Triple Crown title. I'm predicting a win for you to retain your title, simply for the fact that I think you would have had a rougher time fighting somebody in a nursing home than you did beating the Wild-Eyed Yeti. But that's neither here nor there. Morgan, thank you for calling in. You have anything else to plug before I bring on my other caller here?
No, I did send
anything
you a
in
message.
The game. Anything else?
I sent you a game message. I don't know if you've seen it yet. Because something that I don't discuss live on air. Well, you might want to check that real quick.
I will check it out.
Involved
with
the show.
I think I will do. I will check that out. I appreciate you calling in, and you're welcome calling me either time. You want me to check out my chat by mid-morning tomorrow and get back to you.
Actually, it's involving your show, like, right now.
Oh, okay, so... give me a couple seconds here, and I'll... Sorry about that.
Yeah, this one you probably want to do.
I've said this... I've let my listeners out here, I've said this numerous times. If I go dead air, if I say, or if I just... you think that I dropped off the face of the earth for a couple minutes... please bear with me. I'm still getting a tutorial from
here. I got this part here. Folks, if y'all listening in, take it from someone who has done this for a long fucking time. As a guest, as a co-host, as a facilitator, as a host myself, it takes a lot of shit. If you think you can sit there in your chair as, you know, a court armchair DJ and say you could do better, contact Susie. Prove it. I guarantee you, 99 out of 100 of you can't. I promise.
Yes, and I did get your message. I did get your message, Morgan. If you can figure out, if you can do that for me, I'm going to bring on my caller. And if you can do that for me while I bring on the next caller, yes, go ahead. I got 15 minutes left, so I'm going to bring on my next caller here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a man who hosts his own radio show. Very, very good, very, very entertaining show. Him and I just met a couple weeks ago for the first time when we basically had a big party here when myself and Tyrell, the Truth Johnson, were hosting. So thanks for holding, and everybody out there listening to my man, Cujo Wolf, as he comes on the Money Talks here. Cujo, what's going on? Cujo? Cujo, you there?
Can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah, we can hear you good, Cujo. I had you in the screening room for a little bit. That's why I saw you in the chat that you went on air, but I got you back in there. So can you hear me now? We can hear you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I unplugged my headset from my phone. Let me plug it back in and see if you can hear me. Technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I'm talking to my phone now. I'll just do this. So how's everybody doing tonight? You doing all right, man?
Well, I'm doing great down here by myself. So filling some time in. Just got an RAWF report from my good friend / enemy, Morgan Nightwalker. So basically, so what's going on, Cujo? What do you got to talk about tonight?
Not a whole lot, man. Getting ready to do the 4th of July weekend episode of Cujo's Crypt this Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern.
That was good. I was gonna ask you that. That is every Friday night from 11 to 1. You go to 11 to midnight, or what's that?
I go. It's a two-hour show, man. 11 to 1, two-hour show. 2 hours of fun and frolic.
I'm on the East Coast, Cujo. Are you on a different time zone, or?
It's 11 p.m. Eastern. I'm in Columbus, Georgia.
Oh, there you go. So everybody, unfortunately, Cujo, like I said a couple weeks ago, I didn't want to sound ignorant, but I did get to. I have caught your show very, very, very few times because I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and either I'm putting them to bed or I have a sitter and I'm trying to have some fun on a Friday night. But when I have heard your show, very entertaining, very good stuff.
Thank you very much.
I believe, is Ricky Hot Rock on there with you or?
No. I have another show. I started a second show last week called The Wolf Den. And that is on Ricky Hot Rock's network.
And is that on Sunday nights, I believe?
It's on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern.
Saturday nights, 11 p.m.
Yeah.
There's a couple overlaps with RAWF Happy Hour, but that's a good thing about Blog Talk Radio.
It overlaps a little bit, man, but, I just premiered that show on the Ricky Hot Rock Network last week with Are You Ready? At first I had it scheduled for 6 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays, but then I was thinking, and Truth Johnson made a point to me that, for my kind of shows being as explicit as they are, 6 p.m. Eastern was a little bit too early, I did a last minute time change and moved it to 11 p.m. Eastern. So,
well, that's overlapping with RAWF After Hours. It's not a huge deal in my opinion because for fans of your show or if you're a fan of Amadeus' show, it's the good thing about Blog Talk is, especially like on my show, this show is Eastern time, 9 o'clock on a Wednesday night. It's hard for a lot of people to go through, but when I see the stats of everybody that caught the replay, you can listen on your own time. If you have a night off one night or a free night, and you want to call in, and that's what I do. But the majority of my listeners, and I appreciate all of you, and I know there's a lot of you, they catch the replay on my show, but I wanted to, it was funny you said
about
the explicitity of your show because, real quick, I was in my office at work, and I was listening to, I just hit the link on, I had some downtime, so I checked the WU, and on the feed was a couple links to Ricky Hot Rock show, and I clicked on the Blog Talk and everything, and whatever hit music that he had to pre the show started blaring because I couldn't get my speaker down, and it was an interesting song choice, I might add. You guys like to keep that a little bit maybe X-rated. So it's in good stuff.
Ricky Hot Rock on his particular shows, I call in his shows every now and then, but Ricky Hot Rock shows, he has some off the wall music, man, and I myself, I play a lot of a lot of the old school heavy metal on my shows.
Yeah.
You know. But
oh, by the way, you got another guest too.
What's that?
Okay, I was just getting ready to type that in the chat. Scoogio, anything you want to plug on here? I got about 8 minutes. I have one more guest that I have to bring on. So anything you want to plug real quick here before you talk second?
Yeah. Cujo's Crypt, Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern, and Wolf's Den, Saturday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern. Cujo's Crypt is on Facebook. I have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/ Cujo's Crypt. You go on there, especially and get updates on special events, upcoming shows. You can get you can listen in on past shows. And even shows from back in my Cajun Swamp Wrestling Federation days. So you guys check that shit out.
All right, Cujo, I'm going to sometime before this July is over, I'm going to make it to your Friday night show, and I look forward to being on the air with you, buddy.
Please do. Please
thanks
do.
Thanks for calling it. Yep. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
And, make sure you call. Make sure you call in anytime, man.
All right, man. You guys have a wonderful evening and tune in to Cujo's Crypt. Y'all have a good one. Good night.
Yeah, that was Cujo. You know, very entertaining radio host. You know, I really don't got had many run-ins with Cujo. He kind of runs with a different crowd and different companies than I do. So, you know, Cujo and I don't have very much in common to talk about on the radio end or the wrestling end or anything like that. But if you like some different radio and some crazy radio and some explicit radio, and him and Hot Rock, they do a pretty good show over there. And I really can't listen to their show much on Saturdays because when I am listening to Block Talk, obviously I'm listening to RAWF Happy After Hours, but there's some pretty entertaining dudes, so you can always catch that on replay. But anyways, I want to we're running out of time here on Money Talks tonight, so thank you. Thanks to the better technical abilities than I have, Morgan was able to bring on our next guest. So do we have Wrestling Mama here?
Good evening.
Good evening.
What
ma'am.
The fuck's up, sis?
Hey, bro. I'm good. So you wanted me to give somewhat of an update on Survivor?
I do. I do want to give an update on Survivor. So go ahead with that. I gave the brief what I know. But before you do, I just want to say, regardless of whether you and I or you and your brother are getting along, I got to give you your props for a hell of an event. You know, so there's been plenty of events that I have participated in just because they have sounded cool and or they looked cool or it's something that I like on television. And basically you come to my show and come to the chat room every week, and I appreciate that. So I heard you were doing a show, and I said, oh, well, just since she comes there, I'm going to give it a try. And I didn't know really what to expect. I wasn't expecting to have a good time, but this is a great event. I mean, great, 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 great event. So go ahead and give us an update on everything.
Well, thank you. Okay, we started with 20 people. We are down to 16. And there's two teams, the blue and the red. Blue team is STB, Enforcer Payne, Flawless Maria, Dishrag, Neil, Seeker, Money Sue, and Luigi Mario. On the other team, which is the red team, is Captain Canada, Mordred Nightwalker, The Razor, Mean Joey Green, Dynamite Prost, Kane the Governor, D-Train, and Dr. Bundy. And each week they compete against each other. The team with the most wins at the end of the week wins. The team that loses goes to Tribal Council, where they vote one of their own people off. I have nothing to do with the voting. I just take the votes and read them out loud. And on Wednesdays of every week, there is an immunity challenge, where someone can get immunity, and if their team does lose, then they're safe. They can't be voted off. Last week, there was a big thing where there was an immunity, where there was hidden immunity idols for you guys to go out and find. And three of them were found. Of course, I can't tell you who has them. This week, the immunity challenge is still going on, so I don't know who actually has immunity for this week yet. And the matches are still going on. But at the beginning of the week, the teams were mixed up because the red team had lost a few people and someone just up and left the team. So to balance it back out and make it even, I switched up the teams. Then, of course, further down the line, there will be where there are no more teams at all. and it's each person against everyone. But like I said, that'll be further down the line. Also further down the line will be the one event that everybody loves every season, the auction, where you will bid on envelopes, and there could be anything inside them envelopes. Immunity, you can automatically advance to finals like the winner of last season did. There could be some sneak things in there that you can use. So it'll be interesting.
Oh, and
okay,
Sue?
Yeah.
Kind of a comment to what she was saying, because I heard you talking about earlier about, you know, a couple people voting for you. That's why they voted for you.
Well, I kind of
when it gets all on all. Yeah, when it gets all on all, if you're winning, you know, all but one match, they don't want to see you later down the road.
Yeah, but I just figured out that early it would not be beneficial because they were already losing anyways, and without my wins it would be even worse, and they would have a better chance of getting voted off. So that's why I kind of had to give them hell on that. I understood where they were coming from, but if we were like 3 or 4 weeks down the line, I would understand what they were doing. But the simple fact that I think that week we had like 8 or 9 wins, and I had 5 of them, I didn't get it back then. But anyways, Mom. Anyways, if so, just for us that me that being a first parent and a couple questions or some people that want to join the next season up, do you do the same type of matches each week? I know there's been like 50% health, 300% health, with no attack moves, old school, the FBW rules. Is that just something you spur the moment you come up with, or do you have like a set format for each of the matches, or how do you do that?
Yeah, I just come up with them daily. I don't use any format, so it's different all the time. I know it can get boring if you're doing the same matches every week, same time. So I try to change it up the best I can. But Monday and Tuesday matches are always 5-day timeout. Wednesday and Thursday is always a 3-day timeout. And Friday and Saturday is always a 1-day timeout. So I have to go with, you know, how much time I get so that the matches can be finished in time.
Right, right. And last year's winner was who?
The Agent of Hate.
And he is not in the competition this time?
No, he is not. He is, I do believe he's still stuck around the company, but he's not in the competition.
So there will be a new champion then when this is all said. This is June the 28th. Any prediction on the final day that it will be complete or a time frame or... Hello?
Sis?
Well, Morgan, we are running out of time. Could you answer that question for us? I got about 45 seconds.
She's not sure when. Actually, that's something her and I was talking about the other day. Is it who knows at this point?
Right.
That's why I had to kind of laugh because we literally just had the conversation a couple days ago.
Yeah. Well, you know, no hurry for me. I like these events such as this and Wrestle. I think how I did Wrestle World Cup. I owed, Kane asked me to be on Team Wales last year, and I think we started when I was at the beach on vacation last year in July, and I don't think it got over with until close to Halloween. So, you know, it helps pass the time. But, hey, Morgan, you know, thanks for coming. I'm looking forward to our next battle in the ring. You know, all you listeners out there would be surprised that Mordred and I got a couple messages. Hey, you and Mordred are getting along. You know, hey, me and Mordred get along fine, but when there's titles on the line, we go at each other like pit bulls. So, Mordred, thanks for calling in and helping tonight, and I'll talk to you real soon, and good luck on Sunday, buddy.
Thank you very much, and I wish you good luck, but since there is Misfits involved, not too good of luck.
That's all right. I'll win anyways. I'm not worried about you, Misfit. So for Mordrin, myself, and obviously the owner of the network, Susie the Elf, who allows us to have this show, thank you, everybody, and we'll catch you guys next week on Money Talks.